Good morning and welcome to Gardening with Tom Wyatt and me, Inga Stunzner. We are here in the Rockhampton Botanical Gardens just for something a little bit different. We did this last week as well, but we're just going to be doing a bit of a tour of gardens. And the Rockhampton Botanical Gardens will set up mainly for exotic species. We'll be going to the Kershaw Gardens next week to look at Australian natives. But Tom, you are one of the five curators who have been here since the gardens were established in the 1860s. So what year did you start?
I started here in 1974.
So what state were the gardens in?
Well, they had a reputation of being one of the better gardens of the Southern Hemisphere. And they weren't, because they had deteriorated a fair bit. And one thing you've got to remember here, there was no irrigation systems. Everything was done by hand. No one knew how to climb a tree, to prune a tree, to cut the boughs off trees, and all those simple that we thought was part of the training, and that wasn't. You know, we made it. You made it your own oyster, and so that's what happened with me. And then I didn't know how I was going to do it, because there was never any budget. So I joined Rotary. We got the bird aviary. We got the floral clock. We got the waterfall at Kershaw Gardens, so we got all those things.
Sorry, Tom, I've got to just interrupt. A crow just flew past with a whole sausage roll in its beak. It's fighting with the ibis now. Phenomenal. Flew. Big sausage roll. Lots of stuff happening here in the gardens.
Wildlife at work.
And the ibis one. So through Rotary and fundraising, you pretty much got all this going.
And the Lions Club, they had the best garden competition, all those sorts of things. So that's where we caught up on, or government employment programs were almost non-existent. And then the state government started getting the jitters about all this unemployment. So we had to put in programs to get the garden started and all those sorts of things. And so that's how it happened.
What's been your biggest triumph in all the years that you've had as curator of the gardens?
Making the gardens accessible. The gardens were never accessible. Where you're sitting today, that was red mud. That little patch of concrete up near the canteen, that was the only paved area in the gardens. And people come there, they wouldn't venture out onto here because of the dirt and all that sort of thing. So that's how that sort of become stagnant, until we got these government employment programs going to teach us to do paving. So they paved all this area, paved all the pathway through the gardens, and made them, like, before we'd done that, you would have seen the women with strollers and prams and all that. Most difficult to do anything here at all, until we started getting those things under control.
And now, anyone who comes to Rocky, this is one of the first places you go. I know that when our family come from overseas, this has just been the first port of call.
Yeah, we talk about tourism. We really don't know what we're talking about when we talk tourism. Tourism is anyone who visits this gardens, you know. And they all come for different things. And every point, every feature in the gardens is highlighted by the maps and special braces we got made where distance is explained to them, where they are in relation to Rockhampton.
Tom, we know that you don't always follow the rule book, and I heard a rumour about crocodiles in the lagoon and that you had your hand in that.
We tried to catch them.
I thought you put them in there.
No. I wasn't that brave.
A vicious rumour. Okay, what is the story about the crocs in the lagoon?
They're freshwater crocs. They're not saltwater crocs. They're freshwater, only as long as this table, that's all they would be. And they're only little fellas. One of my good, faithful employees is dead now, Ted Peterson. But he come up to me one night. I just got home from Rotary, actually. And he said, "Boss," he said, "the crocodiles are in the gardens." I said, "They have been forever." "No, boss. No, this is real. These are real. These are real crocodiles walking up the paths." "What?" So I said, "Jump in me ute." And away we went, and we caught up with the crocodiles down here, going down to, Murray Lagoon, and there was fresh, there's only two in there, freshwater crocodiles. And so we got them and took them back down to the lagoon, because what had taken over the lagoon was turtles, just turtles after turtle. So we had to get, so we caught the crocodiles and put them back right down into the lagoon. But that was my involvement in it. But yes, I was involved, but we had them doing a job. They had to do to clean up those turtles. They were there by the hundreds, you know. Yeah, and that was only my involvement, and there wasn't anyone else, because no one was game to attack those crocodiles, okay, but old Ted and I.
So how did you actually grab them?
Well, they're very defensive animal. we had chaff bags from the zoo, soaked them in water, and threw them over the crocodile's head and covered his eyes. So they didn't know what was happening, so they just lay there and hugged the ground and try and use their claws so they couldn't be moved, you know, they're hanging on, it couldn't be moved. So Ted and I got them to move, and we took them down to the lagoon. Before we got there, the crocodiles were trying to get away, so they'd done the crocodile turn, you know, the crocodile roll. You ever heard of the crocodile roll? Well, these little freshwater crocodiles thought they were 20-foot crocodiles, and they started putting on the crocodile roll. And I said, let him go, Ted, let him go. I got him. And so I used two hands to get him. And the crocodiles, we dropped them and let them go. And they went back to the lagoon of their own accord. But Ted's hands, the bottom row of teeth, protrude outside their jaws. And I said, gee, Ted, you all right? He said, yeah, mate, get some Condy's crystals, I'll be right. And so we washed old Ted up in Condy's crystals, and away he went. Next day he's back at work driving the truck, checking on the crocodiles. No one knew anything about, only him and I.
Well, Tom, I'm glad that you only moved them from one lagoon to the other, not introduced a whole new species here. One of the other things that you did too was looking after the whole plants and look of Rocky. And I know back in the late 70s, Rocky was an absolute dust bowl. Now, the gardens throughout the city are beautiful. So what hand did you have to play in that?
Oh, well, I was the main player in that, and we got hold of those government employment programs, and we started going through the gardens. Like, this is phase one, because this was all mud and dirt and terrible. And then we went from here, worked our way down through the gardens. It took us probably 10 years, might have been 15 years to get it done, but we never ever got the money to do paving. You know, it had to be fitted in with something else. And so it all got done gradually, and it's still getting done gradually. Although the expenditure that's gone on in the zoo at the present time, you would not believe. It was like we wouldn't have got that much money in 20 years. But they got it, and good luck to them. I'm pleased they got it, because there's nothing more beautiful than the chimps.
Well, I guess, yeah, looking then at what needs to be done with the gardens in the future, what is the one thing that you'd like to then see happen?
In the garden, well, I'd like to see the completion. My dream is for us to have an orangutan, have orangutans in the gardens. Can you imagine what a draw card that would be? I mean, the chimps have been a big draw card. But the orangutans would be much more spectacular, and we should have a campaign to raise money. And I think if we went to the service clubs, we could make it happen. Like that big Dame Avery, then we made that happen. That's a Rotary project, you know. So we could do something for the orangutans. That would be fantastic.
Well, Tom, there's your next project.
You'll have to be the secretary.
Okay, Tom, thanks very much, and we'll catch up again next week.
Absolutely.